Steps in creating and maintaining alliances. Commitment alone is not enough for an alliance to be successful. Successful alliances are able to channel that commitment into concrete steps that make ongoing success possible. The process may differ by organization, but some essential steps, illustrated in Exhibit 6-12, can be isolated. Exhibit 6-12 to 10 Steps to Successful Alliances. Applying a systematic process like this to global sourcing also makes sense. Defined steps can help to overcome many of the differences that exist across locations such as language, culture, social norms, laws, and personnel skills. Having planned actions in place helps to align global participants and processes with broader supply chain interests. Let's take a closer look at each of these steps. Note that this area uses some case study organizations. A clothing retailer, a leisure boat manufacturer, and a financial services provider. Step 1. Align internally. Before entering alliances, start by identifying key issues and decisions and involving key stakeholders. The benefits are twofold: fewer surprises and greater buy-in by your organization's key people. For example, a case study clothing retailer must recognize that its buyers will not be the only employees directly affected by each relationship it establishes with a clothing manufacturer. Its marketing decision makers will certainly want to raise issues about responsiveness and timing. Regional managers will want to know how flexible the supplier can be in responding to differences in local trends. Information technology will need to design or acquire methods for real-time sharing of information at all points in the supply chain, from placing purchase orders to tracking store deliveries and transfer of discounted goods. Other issues, such as quality control and shipping and delivery logistics, all need to be considered. In each case, the people most directly responsible and those most directly affected need to be brought into the process as early as possible. Step 2. Select proper partners. When considering potential partners, look beyond strategic and financial fit. Evaluate differences in corporate culture, operating style, and business practices as well. Assume a recreational boat manufacturer is entering into a partnership with an engine design company. By definition, this will be an ongoing and intimate relationship. Ideally, each partner will be providing ideas and making suggestions to the other and changing its own designs to meet the other's needs. A high level of mutual trust will be required, since information shared has competitive implications. The partners must respect each other's expertise and contributions. In such a relationship, corporate culture and operating style are not just abstract concerns. If these partners don't share a common vision, their relationship won't work. Step 3. Negotiate win/win deal. Negotiators must focus on their future working relationship as well as the immediate substance of their negotiations. A win/win proposal should be the goal, as this sets the tone for the future alliance. In working through their contract with the engine designer, the boat manufacturer's immediate negotiation may be about the price of services, adherence to manufacturing goals such as cost and quality levels, and the proprietary nature of the design. But clearly, anything less than a win/win solution could lead to long-term conflicts. The manufacturer may recognize the involvement of the designer by including a designer nameplate on the hull. This will strengthen the designer's ability to attract new business. The need for win/win relationships is no less true for the clothing retailer. Inevitably, there will come a time when it will need a supplier to go the extra distance to boost production to meet unexpected demand, for example. Negotiations will lay the groundwork for the supplier's willingness to respond when the time comes. Step 4. Establish ground rules. Guidelines, processes, and protocols must be developed for how the partners will work together, resolve conflict, and mutually manage the relationship. To keep its independent financial consultants, a case study financial services company must have flexible and functional relationship management tools. By definition, the connection is in a constant state of tension. The consultants want greater support from the financial services company, but also greater independence in their own client relationships. In a dynamic financial marketplace, a static consultant contract without clear and flexible guidelines and processes to manage the relationship may encourage consultants to break their connection with the company rather than redefine it. For example, the partnership must develop an agreement about what will happen when a client needs a product that may be available from competitors, but not from the financial services company. In that case, will the consultant be allowed to go outside the network of family products? And if so, How will this other product be tracked within the broker and customer information systems? Step 5. Appoint dedicated alliance manager. If possible, top management should choose a dedicated relationship manager to oversee the alliance and implement a specific methodology for managing alliance relationships. The role of alliance manager may differ among organizations, but the objectives are to promote partner relationships, build joint initiatives, bring products/services to market quickly, and gain market share. This step is critical for the financial services company's relations with its independent financial consultants, since the consultant's own business is all about maintaining relationships. Like their own clients, they need to know that there is someone who values their relationship and works to maintain it, someone with real power and influence in the company who can relay their needs and ideas to the company's strategic managers. Step 6. Encourage collaboration. Collaboration skills may not come naturally to everyone. Skills for resolving conflicts, negotiating, solving problems jointly, and conducting difficult conversations must be developed in all alliance-involved employees. The clothing retailer identifies and consults upfront with every internal stakeholder who will need to work with the selected suppliers. For those relationships to succeed, especially in the company's tight deadline environment, the stakeholders need to acquire skills that enable them to become true collaborators. For example, both buyers and suppliers need to become more aware of data mining opportunities in the company's customer relationship management system and the wealth of information for predicting and crafting new trends that such information contains. Step 7. Engage in collaborative corporate mindset. For alliances to be successful, alliance managers must focus on joint goals and think in terms of the overall good of the alliance rather than that of the channel master, the dominant partner in the supply chain. For example, weekly web conferences that focus on collaboration and problem-solving have helped the boat manufacturer develop a strong collaborative ethic among its own people and the suppliers. These sessions focus on redefining the larger goals and discovering short-term tactics that will help meet those goals. Collaboration is always viewed in this strategic context, not simply as an abstract good. Step 8. Manage multifaceted relationships. Many alliances occur between organizations that have other business relationships with one another. A partner may also be a competitor, a customer, or a supplier. To manage the complex interactions, companies need the ability to identify, discuss, and track all relationships with a given partner and understand their potential interactions. For example, the engine designer for the boat manufacturer designs engines for competitors as well. The partners must understand potential conflicts of interest and have agreements about patents and licensing. Step 9. Conduct pulse checks. Auditing partner relationships is more than just ensuring that business objectives are met. It also includes formally monitoring the health and trust of the working relationship. The financial services company holds annual conventions for its independent consultants. While these began solely as sales promotion and morale-boosting sessions, here are our new financial products for you to offer. They have grown into more meaningful two-way communication opportunities. In small group sessions, consultants and company representatives each get to report on what is and isn't working and create collaborative solutions. Step 10, plan for change. There are two aspects to planning for change. First, partners must anticipate and plan for business changes such as executive moves, organizational restructuring, or shifts in the competitive or regulatory environment. Second, partners must build continuous incremental improvements into the relationship. The information shared between partners should enable them to work more efficiently with one another. The clothing retailer finds itself in an especially dynamic environment in which suppliers appear and disappear with startling frequency and in which key designers and purchasers often jump from one company to another. Its response includes finding ways to shift supply channels quickly when one supplier goes under. It also continually looks for ways to help each supplier succeed. Finally, it has been careful to strengthen relationships with the supplier's employees, not just with the organization itself.